Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Jonathan of the group We Are Kings and Queens is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about the group's journey, but also what it's been like for them to create music and to see the way that their fans are responding to it. The album Rise and Fall is one that's available, of course, through online retailers. We got it through our friends on Amazon.com. And one of the singles that we got from that project is one you're going to be able to hear right now. It's called Decide. Here is the single Decide. We'll be back with our conversation with Jonathan right after this. Stay with us.
Off the edge, poor
That was Decide, of course, from We Are Kings and Queens, from their album Rise and Fall. You're listening to Conversations Live today, and today, as I mentioned, we're speaking with Jonathan from the group, talking with him not only about the group's love of music, but what it's been like for them to be able to share that with the world. Jonathan, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus. How's it going?
Hey, going really good. You know, I was telling our listeners before we actually heard the single Decide there that, you know, the album Rise and Fall, of course, is available through, you know, through the online networks. We got it through our friends at Amazon.com. What has it been like for you guys, Jonathan, to be able to not only to do this music, but to see the way that people are responding to it?
Well, I got to say, first off, I have to say it was crazy to be on hold for your radio show listening to our song. so that was a pretty cool little experience. And man, some of the response we've gotten from local all the way over to the UK to Sweden, we've really had people contact us from all over and say how much the music has meant to them, or that they were in a certain time in their life and this is what they needed to hear, and the feedback has been so good. It's just such a blessing, and it makes you feel so, I guess, validated as an artist, because I think if people knew how much we went through just to get a few songs out there into the world, they would think we're crazy.
Yeah.
And I think in some ways we probably are, but when even one person takes the time to say, hey, thanks for making this, it really touched me and I really identify with it, I can't even describe how that feels. It just makes everything feel good.
Yeah, I can imagine it does. And, Jonathan, you bring up a good point. I think we, all of us creatives, are crazy, I think, in some form or fashion, because, you know, we are so into what we do, and that really is the focus, you know. And I think that's how you can tell if you're truly passionate about something. And it's very obvious when I was listening to this album, Rise and Fall, that you guys are passionate about music, and not only passionate about music, but also telling the story. I mean, has that been a big part of what the group stands for?
Yeah, and honestly, I have a really hard time writing songs that I can't speak about personally, right? So a lot of these big concepts and a lot of the songs are truly about my life experiences or those experiences around me that I personally witnessed. And I think that's why it gets well received, because when you listen to it, it's about my life, so therefore it becomes about your life, because
right.
I think we all share a lot of the same experience, and authentic songwriting hits home that way.
Yeah, I think that is so true. So this is your first time on our program, Jonathan, so I have to ask you, when it comes to the group, how did you guys all come together?
Oh, the short answer is Craigslist.
Oh, wow, okay.
Here in L.A., and I guess in the bigger cities, I think Craigslist is this kind of strange golden thread that runs through the city. And, for artists, bands looking for other musicians, you put an ad out, or you look through ads that people have put out. And that's really how we all came together. And it's kind of cool because there's this energy behind Craigslist, not to say that everyone was awesome and it was all good experiences, but when someone's on the other side and they want something, you can tell by the way they're posting about it where they're at in their life and kind of what they're looking for. And on the same token, when we would go to post something, we would say exactly what we're looking for and speak the language of those out there that might be looking to connect. And so it's funny, I even have a screenshot of Ben Hancock, our guitarist. I have a screenshot of his original Craigslist ad, because when I saw it, I knew he was the one. He said something about loving reverb and long delay trails, and I just had this feeling. I was just like, I'm going to love this guy. And it's been like that for everybody.
Wow. What a great thing. And, you know, I think when you can all feel as though you're in something together, and this project that I was referencing earlier, Rise and Fall, I think kind of tells that story. You know, you have the single Decide that we heard here, which is the first single on the project, and you have a single like Rise and Fall, Now You Know, and then the sound, you know, and even, of course, White Fences. You know, I think that, you know, not only do we get an idea of who you guys are as a group, but I think there's also something about music, Jonathan, that connects people regardless of where they are. Do you think that also has been part of it, that regardless of where people may be geographically, they're feeling where you're coming from when it comes to the music?
Oh, man, that's I think that's right on. And that's the most beautiful thing about music, and I think that's why everyone in some form or the other really can appreciate that medium, because it's not based on location. It's not based on how tired you are or how energetic you are or anything. It's just its own thing. It's its own language.
Right.
And so when you put on headphones or you turn the music up and you absorb that, you could literally be anywhere and experience the fullness of what the song is and what the music's saying. I love that. I think
right.
It's amazing. I listen to some music and I feel like I'm driving 100 miles per hour down an empty interstate, and I listen to other music and I feel like I'm floating in the ocean.
Wow.
That's one of my favorite parts about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to be telling our listeners here in a moment how they can stay connected with you guys, Jonathan. But this is a brand new year. What should our listeners be looking out for from you guys?
Man, we're working so hard right now. We've written in a few new songs. We're in pre-production for our next album. And we're shooting live. We're gonna try to give people a little more this year. We dropped our EP. We played live shows. But for those that aren't in the LA area and can't come see us play, we're looking to get a lot more online content, a lot more engagement with our fans, because people want to see what you're up to. They want to see what studio life is like and what your process is. So I can guarantee you more content from us this year. We're just going to be giving the fans what they want.
And I think that's one of the great things about it. And, you know, you mentioned the online content, Jonathan. Of course, you know, we have been, of course, sharing this conversation that we were having with you guys online. You know, I think the Internet has definitely in many ways leveled the playing field, given people equal opportunities to be able to share their music. How can our listeners stay connected with you guys online? I mentioned earlier that the album Rise and Fall is available now, but how can they stay connected with you guys?
I think the best way an easy way is just to go on Facebook and look up the band page, and you click the like button, and then that subscribes you to our feed. So we're talking a lot about upcoming shows, videos we're posting, photos of us and the band. The second way, just go to our website, wearekingsandqueens.com, and join the mailing list. And that is probably the most direct way that we talk to our fans and let them know what's going on. By no means do we spam anyone. We usually send out once a month.
Right.
And that's just like a little personal peek into what we've got going on. There's also, I guess, Instagram and Twitter. And our handle is WAKAQ Music. And we just post cool pictures, song clips, video clips, whatever else.
Right. Well, congratulations to you guys, Jonathan. I really appreciate you taking out the time. And I hope you guys will come back. We'd love to stay connected with you this year.
Thanks, man, and good luck on your artistic endeavors as well. I know you're working just as hard as we are.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Definitely do. Again, everyone, Jonathan from the group We Are Kings and Queens has been our guest. We've been talking to him not only about the journey and the purpose and passion of music, but what it's been like for them to be able to share them with their fans. Make sure you guys go and be able to get Rise and Fall now through our friends at Amazon.com or even the other sites as well. But Amazon, of course, is our partner here. You guys can get either the individual singles like Decide, like you guys heard here, or, of course, you can go ahead and get the entire project from there for less than $5. So we definitely encourage you guys to do that. Stay connected with the guys. We actually tagged them on our social media links, so you guys can find them on Facebook and Twitter by going to our pages, either facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. And earlier I noticed I actually tagged them with the wrong link. We got that fixed, though. So now you guys can go and find the correct link to this interview. You guys can find it with their Twitter handle there on Twitter. We want to thank Jonathan again for coming on. I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Web, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.